Hello, and welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on September 29th, 2016. Our guest today is Jeff Miller, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Welltower. We're going to discuss Welltower's latest corporate social responsibility report and sustainability in the healthcare real estate sector. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. It's my pleasure.
Jeff, healthcare real estate seems like a fairly resource-intensive business, especially in light of the critical services that are provided in those properties owned by companies such as Welltower. So I'm wondering, are there really that many opportunities to practice conservation in the course of everyday business?
Alan, the fact that healthcare real estate is indeed a resource-intensive business and also is really going through a seismic transformation in many ways makes it a particularly fertile ground, in my estimation, for developing and implementing a wide range of sustainability practices. As you may know, Welltower owns more than 1,400 properties in high barrier to entry, major markets throughout the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, and we own a wide range of healthcare facilities, from senior housing to outpatient medical to post-acute communities and so forth. And as I think about the opportunity set that you mentioned, it really falls into several categories. First, I would say we have opportunities relating to bringing better information and data to the healthcare sector. Let me give you a very simple example. We have a proprietary, what we call our Green Arrow program, but fundamentally that program is about bringing information to our outpatient medical tenants regarding their gas consumption, electricity consumption, water consumption, and other resource consumption. And then they can use that information to reduce that consumption and manage their own costs. So it's very simple and yet highly effective in creating a better sustainability outcomes for everyone. So I think there's many opportunities around better information and data in the sector. There are a lot of opportunities derived from our scale because of the size of our portfolio and the fact that we sit at the intersection of so many key areas where senior housing and care meets the acute care and post-acute sector. Our scale allows us to do a lot of things. And again, let me give you an example. A key thing in healthcare real estate is CapEx, and there's a constant, inflow of capital needed to keep facilities and communities at the peak performing level. Because of our scale, we have put in place large-scale procurement programs with, sustainable producers. We are able to bring that to our partners at lower cost, and assuring that the delivery chain there is meeting sustainability criteria. So I think there's great opportunity sets around the fact that we have the scale. And I think there's another opportunity set around just bringing innovative ideas. Again, we're uniquely positioned to bring innovation into the sector, and a simple example would be, of course, LED lighting. We are able to have our operators and work with them to install LED lighting. But even beyond that, it's increasingly clear that different types of lighting, depending on the time of day and so forth, can have an impact on sleep cycles and wellness and so forth. And so we're able to bring that kind of innovative thinking to our operators and to our partners and create better sustainable outcomes. So tremendous opportunities in this sector, in my estimation.
And Jeff, Welltower held a company-wide sustainability summit recently, kind of in an effort to generate some discussion about the company's programs and objectives. So what were some of your biggest takeaways from that event?
Yeah, that was a very energizing event. We held the sustainability summit so that we could reflect on where we wanted to take our sustainability program. And we had several takeaways. First, we really set out the fact that we wanted to be a global leader in sustainability. And that was an important decision because that meant we are committed to really building a rigorous and comprehensive sustainability program across our organization and getting our organization to buy into that and getting our operators and partners to buy into that. But you can only do that, and this is another important takeaway, if you can demonstrate the value of the program. And so we, as a result of that kind of high-level conclusion, we set out some very specific targets. And let me just give you, although there were multiple targets, but one of the important targets was our decision that we wanted to be included in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. And we set that out as a goal for ourselves because it met all those criteria. It was sort of a recognition of the fact that you are a national and global leader in sustainability if you're admitted to that index. It required a full cooperation across the organization to achieve that kind of thing. And I think it helps us to demonstrate to investors and other key stakeholders the value of our sustainability program. So, we felt that sustainability summit last year was critical to setting us off on this path. We're going to have another sustainability summit this year. We're going to continue to refine those goals and continue to challenge ourselves to be a global leader.
And one area of frustration that I often hear about when talking with people involved in real estate sustainability is there's a general kind of lack of consensus regarding standards and reporting regimes. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's early days, I think, for sustainability in the healthcare sector. Other sectors are more mature than the healthcare sector, but we have a lot of, as we talked about earlier, a lot of opportunity for growth and improvement here. And because it's early days, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to have, different standards and reporting regimes. I think to some degree that's healthy and natural. But over time, as the sustainability practice in healthcare sector matures, we absolutely need to come around some common standards and reporting regimes. We, from an internal perspective, there's hardly a week or a month that goes by when we're not asked to participate in a different survey or weigh in on some standard. We have chosen very carefully to participate in, for example, the GRESB, the CDP, participate in or, be included in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, those kinds of things. Again, for me, it tied back to, do these standards and regimes help our stakeholders understand the value proposition of being a sustainably focused company means? And so we've had to be selective, but over time I think that there will be increasing wide recognition for a common set of standards and regimes.
And then lastly, what do you think is going to be the greatest sustainability challenge for Welltower going forward? And is that something you think that will be common throughout the healthcare real estate sector or unique to Welltower itself?
Welltower's mission is to drive the transformation of healthcare infrastructure so that people can live well and age well. And when you in the context of that mission, I think there's really three key sustainability challenges from my perspective. The first is to connect sustainability to the mission of wellness. So our operators and partners are focused every day on creating environments that promote wellness and healing. And connecting the work of sustainability to the work of wellness is critical. They should both be complementary in many ways. And our challenge is to help our operators achieve their purpose. And I think we're uniquely positioned to do that for some of the reasons I mentioned before, because of where we sit at the intersection of senior housing care and, healthcare, because of our scale, because of the deep relationships that we have, I think really unparalleled relationships we have, we're uniquely positioned to help our partners and operators make that connection between sustainability and wellness. So that to me is one challenge. A second challenge is the fact that to have an effective sustainability program, you have to have a collaborative effort. You just can't go it alone. You can't decide, I'm going to, you know, achieve world-class sustainability and expect to do that by yourself. So you need to have your partners. You need to have them aligned. Everybody has to be pulling on the same oar. And again, one of the things that makes it particularly exciting for me here at Welltower is that because of the uniqueness of our relationships, the types of markets we're in and so forth, that I think we're uniquely positioned to bring that collaborative effort to fruition. And then I guess the third challenge is one that I alluded to earlier, which is demonstrating value. You know, from an investor's perspective, it's not enough to say that, you know, you want to be part of the solution for climate change or to address habitat degradation or that you want to create a culture of compliance and ethics or have meaningful employee engagement. Those are all critically important. But you also have to demonstrate that the sustainability efforts that you're undertaking to achieve those things are bringing value for all the stakeholders. And so I think from my perspective, again, we are uniquely positioned there because, we, as I mentioned before, we can capture this information with our partners, we can implement some incredibly innovative programs, and really demonstrate that sustainability means creation of value for our investors and other stakeholders.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Alan, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.